You're listening to SBS News.
Cameron Dale contracted COVID-19 over the Christmas New Year period, developing those all too familiar symptoms so many were experiencing with the virus.
And that kind of fever, sweat kind of lasted for 2-3 days and kind of achy, kind of sore throat, kind of just lethargic, lack of energy, all that kind of typical symptoms.
But what has surprised the 33-year-old is the brain fog that still lingers more than 2 months on.
It's just like a cloudiness that's like, yeah, you just find hard to kind of string a couple of thoughts together, I suppose, and like you lose track of where and what you're doing a bit.
It presents a particular challenge for the avid reader.
I used to read a lot, and that's one thing I struggled to just pick up a book and maintain that kind of concentration to just get through a page and then a chapter kind of thing. And just general concentration with, like, you know, remembering what you're doing when you get up.
Professor Ashley Bush of Melbourne's Florey Institute of Neuroscience and Mental Health says the findings of a groundbreaking study in the United Kingdom confirm what many have suspected.
People who had developed COVID in the period actually performed cognitively more poorly compared to people who did not have COVID. So there actually was some impairment of their brain function as a result of this infection.
Over 3 years, the study examined the brains of 785 participants, more than half of which had developed COVID in that time. Monash University's Dr. Mythili Sashindranath says the study, published in the journal Nature, is significant because researchers actually studied data from the UK's Brain Bioimaging Database.
They seem to say that the areas affected in terms of olfactory sensations, so that's pertaining to the sense of smell. So it's obviously very well documented that most COVID-19 infections begin with a loss of smell, sometimes a loss of taste. And they did definitely find that the areas pertaining to that part of the brain were affected. But then with the cognitive testing, obviously, they were also able to find supporting evidence to show that parts of the cerebellum were also affected, and that's why there's changes in cognition.
While Professor Bush says the COVID impact on the brain is relatively small, it is similar to diseases that usually occur in older age, like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
I don't want to scare people into thinking that the brain is severely damaged by COVID. It has an impact. The size of the damage was actually relatively small. But knowing that the brain has been impacted by COVID, we really have the responsibility now to see what are the long-term consequences of this and how serious should it be.
More research needed in the continuing quest to unlock the many mysteries of a virus that's caused chaos across the globe. Gareth Borum, SBS News.